Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
NASA is planning to launch a flying saucer tomorrow, testing a spacecraft that could help humans land on Mars one day. We know that because NASA tells the public what it's up to, something that is not the case for what you might call the secret space program run by the military. The Air Force launched a top secret space plane into orbit last month, but the details are classified. So what do we know about the secret space program? Jonathan McDowell is at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, and when we say classified, we do know that this plane went up there. It launched.
It's hard to hide an Atlas rocket launch. And so, yes, they always say when they launch something, but then they won't say what orbit it goes into, which is actually kind of dumb because it took the amateurs with binoculars and stopwatches about a week to find its orbit and spot it. And now people
just
are
just by looking through telescopes?
Just by looking. You don't even need a telescope, just a decent set of binoculars, because this thing is a 5-ton metal plane. It's about, 400 kilometers up, so that's a long way away. But the sunlight reflecting off it is bright enough that you can really easily see it.
And how many objects like this, planes or otherwise, is the U.S. government launching aside from NASA in this secret space world?
Right. Well, the secret space programs, or I should say more generally, the military space programs, are as big as NASA.
Hmm.
And then there's a whole other space program, the commercial space program, which is as big again.
Right.
But most of these satellites, there are about 200 operating American military satellites right now. But about half of those are communication satellites. They're GPS satellites, which, we couldn't live without, right? And so they're not that secret. But then there is a handful, maybe 20, 25 full-fledged spy satellites or other really secret vehicles that are orbiting the Earth right now for the U.S. and about the same number again for other countries.
And other countries like what? Who else has a military space program?
So the two other biggest military space programs, not surprisingly, are Russia and China.
Mm.
The Russians used to have by far the biggest military space program, but they've only got a couple of spy satellites in orbit at a time now when they used to be much more regular. Europe also has military spacecraft, but they're mostly communications. There's a few. The French have a couple of spy satellites. And, of course, Israel has one or two.
And is the military space program for the United States more advanced than NASA? Are they ahead when it comes to technology?
That's hard to say. I think it's in different areas. And so there are certainly some areas where so much money has been put into these national systems, national security systems, that they have more capable, for example, big dishes, radio dishes in orbit listening in to radio signals from the Earth. We'd love to have one of those pointing out listening to radio signals from space.
Well, yeah. So again, that's another question. Is everything that the military is doing in space focused on the Earth, or is anything focused on potential threats from outer space, or maybe not even a threat, but things coming in from outside?
Right. Not so much. The U.S. Air Force and NASA both fund research into near-Earth asteroids that could come and bonk us on the head, but it's not a big part of the space program at all right now. For the military space programs, their focus is on supporting their missions around the Earth.
Are there treaties and laws that govern the weaponization of space?
Not as many as there should be. And there are treaties for transparency. So you're meant to register satellites when you put them in orbit. There are treaties that say you can't put weapons of mass destruction in space.
And these countries are abiding by that?
And people have abided by that. But you can have anti-satellite weapons right now which go up and kill someone else's satellite, and that's not against any treaty.
Has anyone ever done that?
But that has been not against anyone else's satellite, but there have been tests of systems like that. The Russians started blowing up their own satellites back in the 60s. The U.S. did it in the 80s and again a few years ago. So that's an increasing concern of everybody involved in the space program.
How do people like you know what you do about these military space programs that are by and large secret?
The first and foremost thing is these things are in the sky. they can't.
You can see them.
You can't make the sky secret. What we can't do is know the details of the sensors on board these satellites, how sensitive they are, exactly what they can detect, and that's reasonable, and that should be secret. But the general, it's I think a bit futile to try and keep secret the presence of this space plane somewhere when you can just see it going overhead.
Well, there must be some things that you can't see, though.
Right. And it's harder to figure out what's going on in the very high orbits, geostationary orbit, where we can't see as much detail from the ground. The U.S. does have a couple of very secret satellites that are going around and publicly saying they're looking for space junk in high orbit, which is a good thing to do. But they're also saying that it's going to go up next to other people's satellites and spy on them. And that's a little more controversial. And they're doing that, I think, unnecessarily secretively.
That's Jonathan McDowell, who is an astrophysicist at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, talking with us about some of the secret things that are going on in space, thanks to the military of this country and some others. Jonathan McDowell, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.